Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We don't want to waste your time, so we won't. Vuse is vapor done right. Simple, sleek, stylish. Because when you find a vape that goes with everything, everything just clicks. Find Vuse at your local convenience store down the block.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 83 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my beautiful co-host, Kenzie.
Hey.
As always. Back for another fun-filled adventure or episode for you. This episode will be a chance for us to update you guys on what we've been up to and also a little bit of each other because we don't really know what each other's doing anymore. So I can't wait to hear what you've been up to, Kenzie.
Big secret.
And thank you all for joining and listening to another episode. As always, if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. All right. So yeah, let's get things going with our fireball shots.
Woohoo.
While we can still handle fireball.
My God. I don't know, guys.
We're getting older. I don't know. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Still spicy.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been fun hanging out at your house for a little bit today. Before we got started recording, we were sitting out back and it's that tail end of this heat wave in the Northeast.
Yeah. The sun finally came out. It was like cloudy all fucking day. We would have had you over earlier to go in the pool if we would have known it was actually going to be a half decent afternoon. But
yeah,
fucking life in PA, you never know one minute to the next what's going to happen.
I know. We're all good sitting out back. Like at your patio area, having drinks. And then we're like, wait, we need to get some photos done for social media. So we're all good in the shade. There's maybe a slight breeze. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Comfy.
We went into the sun. We went into the sun for these fun photos. And all of a sudden, there's gnats everywhere. The sun's on us. I'm sweating. Yeah, we're really setting a sexy scene.
I know.
Here.
We are so sexy when we record. But we had to get the photos first because I've got this like pasta monstrosity in the crock pot. For dinner. Mm-hmm. So like, you know.
Full belly later.
Yeah, nobody wants pasta belly photos later. So we had to get our work done first and fwatin ain't easy. So I hope everybody loves these photos when they come out.
Again, we'll set the mood. Let's just circle back. We were in lingerie together.
Yes.
We were a little heated, maybe a little sweaty in a good way.
A little glistening, glowing. Madison has these beautiful like sparkles on her golden tan skinned self. I am as pasty as ever.
No,
but
you're not.
Somebody out there maybe likes it. So we have something for everyone.
Give yourself more credit. You look good.
I actually have a little color for me, but not next to you.
Well, maybe I assume you got that color with probably something you're going to share, like a lot of pool time and whatnot.
Yeah, finally. Thankfully, because of the heat wave, the pool has been quite comfortable. So yeah, we've been spending some time out there and trying to get, you know, bronzed for the summer. So, all right. So, enough chit-chat banter. Let's get into the down and dirty. Madison, tell us all about what you and Barry have been up to.
Yeah, my notes are so random for this episode. I can't wait to share my first note here. So, not long ago, Barry and I were having sex, and I stopped at one point, and I just started doing Kegels on his cock, like just squeezing the muscles down.
Okay.
Because
multitasking
in the moment,
best.
I was like, well, it's kind of like when you're orgasming. Wow. And
yeah.
I was like, let me just do a couple to keep it tight.
Makes sense.
And he loved it. Yeah, it was great. So if you're ever, I don't know, looking for something different to do, want to benefit yourself and your partner all at once.
Everybody wins.
Do some Kegels while you're fucking that cock. So that's my first note.
Okay. Were you riding Barry?
Yeah.
Were you on top of him when you were doing them?
I wonder if it
matters.
Actually, no,
ooh,
we'll try
science.
Another position.
Yes, report back.
He was lying flat on the bed and I was on top of him, straddled over him, facing him. Yeah. And did it that way.
Okay. All right.
But maybe I'll try it in doggy next time.
All right. Good. Yes. Science at its finest.
But I guess let me bounce off of that and just say recently, Barry and I have had a lot of intense reconnection. Ooh. I don't even know if you'd call it reconnection, just intense sex as a married couple, basically. Like there was no reason to need to reconnect or anyway, but like that night and another night recently, just a couple hours of sexy atmosphere at home. Like we set the mood, turn the lights off, put our Starry Night thing on. Oh, we have music going, drinks, we talk, we fuck. Like we've talked about things we never talked about before. Just like, oh, I used to think this way about things. And no, this is what I thought. And I'm like, no shit. Like, why was I so bothered? I didn't understand. I don't know. For some reason, we've just been like deep diving into like each other and understanding things. So I don't know. It just happened naturally.
Yeah.
So that's been freaking awesome. And
do you want to give us an example or is that too personal? Like, is there one little tidbit you could share with us?
I think the biggest one was maybe like a year ago or so. I don't know, a year and a half ago when I was kind of over the lifestyle and I was like, why do you always want to take vacations at these lifestyle resorts? Can we just go to a vanilla resort and just be normal people for once? Blah, blah, blah. And then we talked about that. And I guess I always took it as him wanting to, like, we got to go on vacation and fuck other people. Like, I need to see other sexy people and fuck other people.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like, I just love seeing you dress up and feel confident and sexy in things you would never wear at home. Mm-hmm. And you're so relaxed and we're in this environment. And like, I saw it from a different point of view and I'm like, oh, yeah, it is really fun. It's not, I guess the female mind goes to, no, he just wants someone else or I don't know. I was in like my low of not wanting to be in the lifestyle for a while. So yeah, that was clarified and we're riding the high with everything. So
yay, communication. Yeah.
I know we say it and I feel like finally I am following our advice. Oh. We're communicating.
So. No, that's great that you were able to learn something new.
Yeah. So maybe I'll offer that up to other people to try. No matter how long you've been in the lifestyle or with your partner, have some sexy nights together, like put aside the time, set the mood at home and talk about things. So
yeah,
that was good. And we do get out and still see other people, too. We had fun with our good friends, Eric and Samantha. We did get to see them for a long weekend not long ago. We did some sexy pool time, or not even sexy, like vanilla pool time with them. Okay. We did hotel sex, actually in two different hotels.
Wait a minute. So, say more.
It sounds so silly, but we booked one hotel for two nights because we did a long weekend.
Okay.
When we checked in, our rooms smelled weird. Oh. Like mine seemed like an old Caesar salad. Ew. Theirs was just off.
Oh, not the sexy environment that you want.
No. Like the colors were kind of drab. We're like, well, I don't know if we wanted sexy photos. Do we feel sexy?
Yeah.
So we did that night. Like we got through it. But then we booked, we kind of call it our usual spot, our usual hotel, which we know is nice and has always, knock on wood, smelled great. So we did that for the second night and had a good sexy time. So, yeah, that was good to do. It's always fun to dress up nice. We went out to nice dinner, so wear short little dresses and high heels and then have sexy time together.
Nice. And don't underestimate the power of smell. And, like, I know I'm going to sound fucking 90 years old, but I feel like the older I get, the more sensitive I am to smell. Mm-hmm. And it fucks me up. Like if it's not, if there's like a funk in the air, like I'm done. I can't.
Yeah.
So I totally appreciate that. Like you need to have a nice environment just to like help everybody feel like fun, sexy, comfortable. Yeah. Like it's important.
And I'm like obsessed with, I think this all stems from childhood when this kid in elementary school told me I smelled like a dog because my babysitter had dogs and her house smelled like dogs. And like he made a comment to me one time about smelling like a dog and I was, clearly it still bothers me. So I'm very sensitive to smells. And so, yes, I understand. Yeah. I, before every play session, use those, I forget what they're called. There's some sort of pH balance wipes. Like, I always freshen up with that several times throughout the night. Like, I'm obsessed with smelling good.
Right. I appreciate, yes.
Wow, I'm really opening up here on this episode.
We're taking a deep dive into childhood trauma tonight, folks.
I don't need to pay for therapy.
No. No, I get it. Smells are important. Smell good. Shower. Be fresh.
So yeah, I'm glad we got to get out to see them again. And believe it or not, we also went out and met up with a new couple that we met on the Friction website.
Oh, okay.
And we took your advice. We met them on a freaking Thursday night. A week
random.
Night. And I had to work the next day. Ugh, God. I mean, from home, and it was a half day, but still, I had to work the next day. And Barry had off, so we're like, fuck it, why not? We drove an hour to meet them.
Okay.
It was great. So it was dinner, drinks, and then we did have sexy time. The sexy time was up in the air. We were all very open about no pressure. Like, let's have a plan if we want to go that route. And if we don't, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. So sexy story from that to come in the next episode.
Oh, okay. Can you share, like, what the plan was? Like, yes. Had somebody booked a hotel, or, like, was somebody close enough to... What, can you just give us a teaser for the sexy story to come?
So I think they were like 45 minutes away. We were a little over an hour away, but they booked a hotel room anyway. She said they like to go there first to get ready. They have kids and had a sitter. So I think they just feel better going somewhere to get dressed up and whatnot.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the house probably like in your slut wear.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think they would care, but I just felt thought they were more comfortable doing that. So she said, no pressure. We're going to get it anyway, just to get ready at, and it'll be available. It's right, like, 5 minutes from where we're having dinner if we want to go that avenue.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I have some notes of this when I share the story, but then at some point during the dinner, I was like, so are we doing this? Like, are you interested in doing this? And everyone's like, very quickly, yes, let's go. Yeah, yeah. Like, all right, let's go.
Nice. Look at you initiating. All right.
We got to get home for our dog. Like, I want to make this happen if it's going to happen. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it felt good to, like, finally be the forward one and just be like, hey, everybody, you want to go fuck? Like,
oh, good.
Let's do it.
Nice.
And we did.
So super exciting that that worked out well for you. And what a beautiful segue, because that's going to be preview the next episode. We're talking about how to make play happen.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So maybe you can tell us just a wee bit more without giving it all away. But, yeah, no, I'm glad that, like, you... I'm guessing you were, like, feeling it and into it, and, like, that gave you,
the confidence to want to ask. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Love it.
Good. So we will have real life experiences for the next episode's topic of fucking making it happen. And, yeah, we actually have upcoming plans with that couple again later this month. Okay. So they're going to come up our way this time, and Barry and I are... We're planning it out. We think we tease them about a little dive bar swing club that we know of. And they're like, oh, my God, we have to see what it's like. So we might take them there and then have a hotel room on standby anyway. So that should be good.
Oh, fun.
Yay. And my final note of something really cool was that I would just say, don't forget about ordering new toys or trying new things with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
I recently got a butt plug that has a little hook on the end of it. So once it's in you, there's a hook on the back that clips to chains that are attached to handcuffs.
Ooh.
So on one of our sexy nights, Barry and I, he was fucking me. I had the butt plug in and my arms were like kind of tied back behind me in these handcuffs. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. Ooh. Very freaking hot. And I mean, at one point I was like, can you pull me back up? Because I'm like smushing my face down, bent over. But besides that, it was really fun and sexy and hot. And it was just something he found online. So I don't know. Sometimes I forget to look for toys at this point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Been in it so long, I forget to shop around. Well, so
yeah.
Reminder to maybe try to do that. If you like anal, there's an option. Or if you're working up to anal, here's an option for you.
Yes, yes. No, that sounds super fun.
Yeah.
So did you keep your hand, like, where did you keep your hand? Like, did you move your hands around? Like, what? Tell me more.
Because I was on my knees bent over, and I couldn't really reach my hands forward enough, like, to be in line with my shoulders.
Sure.
So I bent over. We put pillows under my stomach.
Yeah.
And I had my hands just back for a little, or I'd put them on my butt cheeks and, like, pull them apart a little bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much
it. Hence why then your, like, face was in the pillow kind of thing.
Yeah, and then when it got too much from the... fucking pushing the my face down, thrusting, we adjusted.
The aggressive, very thrusting. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
That's how I like it. Nice and hard.
Yeah. No, I'm there. I got it. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds super fun.
Yeah. Hmm. And I guess that's basically what I've been up to lately.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, it sounds like you're doing pretty well. You and Barry are living the dream.
We're doing good together.
Awesome.
All right. So I know you and Gary have a lot of updates, but before we get to that, let's take a quick little commercial break.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've ever been here before. She wants you badly and you want her, but maybe you got a little too excited and now you're dealing with some stage fright. Or maybe everything was working fine until you reached for that condom and then poof, gone. We've all been there. Shameless Trio is different. Yes, it contains sildenafil and you know that one. And yes, it contains tadalafil and you know that one too. But it also contains apomorphine, and that is the key. Because erections don't just depend on blood flow, they depend on signals from your brain. Apomorphine helps spark those arousal signals so the other medications can do their job. It's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue and works faster. This is a premium medication. It's not for everyone. But if you've ever had a moment where everything was lined up perfectly, but then your body didn't cooperate, you owe it to yourself to look at Shameless Trio. Be sure to go to shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for Friends with a Twist. That's shamelesscare.com, coupon code FWAT.
All right, we're back, and I am excited to hear updates from you, Kenzie. Well, some things I've been a part of, I think, at least one thing. But I know you and Gary always have some fun stories, so fill me in.
We're really moving and shaking over here. So kind of on the vanilla side of life, Gary and I marked a big wedding anniversary this year since our last recording. So yay for us. Swinging can work. Yeah, I don't know. We've been married 20 years now.
Wow.
So yeah, it can work. It takes work. It takes communication. All the things you've heard us talking about. But for us, it seems to work. We have this shared little hobby. So if anyone is new and wondering how the hell this works, I know this isn't going to totally answer that question, but it can. It can work. So that was like our little, I guess, kind of vanilla thing. We went and had like a nice dinner to celebrate and that kind of stuff. So yay for us. I feel like now that it is finally summertime here where we live in Pennsylvania in the Northeast, it just feels like we have a lot going on. And I feel like everybody does. You know, obviously in the summer, there's like vacations and picnics and parties and, you know, holidays and celebrations. So for Gary and I, we're sort of taking a break from some of the apps. I haven't really been on any of the sites in a while. I hope nobody is messaging us because it's probably going to be a delayed response. But yeah, it just kind of feels like there's other stuff happening. And I don't know. And I guess I'll just say in our experience, that is pretty common.
Yeah.
Like there's like that seasonal kind of ebb and flow sometimes.
I feel like we've talked about that. Yeah. Summer is kind of a low for going out, I don't know, to clubs and stuff.
Right. Like some like the parties like aren't always super well attended and that kind of stuff. So again, I don't know, maybe if you're a little bit newer to all of this, like don't be super surprised if you go to a July or August party and there's not, you know, hundreds of people there. Like, I think it's just tough. So yeah, taking a little break from that. But then the stuff that we have been doing. So we saw our friends Rain and Mona that you have heard me talk about on the podcast before. And the reason that I'm mentioning it this time is just like the fun little twist to that get together. I guess a couple things. One, we tried some shibari on each other. So I think it was like a Christmas gift. Gary gave me this like set of ropes and like a little how-to book, which is not the best, but he didn't know that at the time. I don't know. I feel like I'm a visual learner, like the videos, like YouTube and stuff, you can find stuff. So anyway, so we had kind of like floated that idea out before we got together and they were like, okay, yeah, we'll try it. So Gary got the ropes out just to kind of like keep things interesting and new and, you know, like just in an effort to like not do the same thing all the time. Yeah. So I don't know that it was a glowing success, Mona was tying up Rain. And I don't know. I just feel like Rain wasn't really into it. Because it kind of, from my point of view, it was more like Mona trying to lasso Rain than like a super sexy scenario. So yeah, so it's probably not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but we gave it a go. And I mean, not that Gary and I are experts either. It is, I think, much more complicated maybe than people
it
would
looks
think.
Complicated. That's why I've never tried it. I'm like, you spend so much time doing these knots and braids and twists. I'm like,
and then what? Like,
yeah. So that's, I don't know. That's why I've never tried it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I have. I'm still like mixed reviews about it. I feel like I can see the potential. But yes, I think it's one of those things like you legit need to like practice.
Yeah.
And be efficient to really like get to the good stuff is kind of my thought at this point. But again, at least it was just kind of something like different to try. But also funny now that I'm like looking at Gary's chest and the t-shirt that he's wearing, that same night that they were here with the Shibari, we have this fun little habit of getting together with Rain and Mona and having a few drinks and planning random travel. So I think we are working on a trip to Key West later this year.
Ooh,
we don't have like the dates and the details all nailed down yet. And Gary's wearing a Key West shirt right now for everybody who's not here to physically see it. That's the haha. So yeah, so we're going to work on that and see what we can figure out.
Yeah, we all went, we did around Fantasy Fest.
Yeah.
I assume you're not doing that time of year.
No, not. I don't think that was any of the dates that we were talking about. But in the fall.
Nice.
So yeah, so they've never been, and we've only been once, so not that we're like, you know, the experts by any means. But so yeah, we're talking about a little trip down there, kind of like just a long weekend thing. So looking forward to that. Those were some of the fun highlights. I mean, we did have some other sexy time with them later in that evening, but I might save that for the future. So always good to see them. Something else that happened that was a little out of the norm for Gary and I, but in a good way. Gary had a solo play adventure with a lady friend, just to clarify. So this is somebody we've known for a while. So she is a single lady, tons of fun, a little wild, a little crazy, but that's why we love her. So I was out of town. I was like visiting family and Gary, you know, had some time to himself. So I think I suggested it that he should like see if anybody was free. Like this is something he should go kind of check out because he has encouraged me to play solo a time or two when he has been away on things. So kind of wanted to return the favor. So it worked out that like he and her were both free while I was out of town. So yeah, so he went to kind of like towards her home base. They went out to dinner, like had some drinks, that kind of thing, and then went back to her place and had some spicy fun. So I enjoyed being able to hear about that sort of after the fact.
How did you feel from the other side? It's your first time experiencing this.
Yeah, it went well, I think. And I give a lot of credit to the female who I guess I'm realizing I don't have a name for. So I'm sorry. She's just the female right now. No, but like, again, we've known her for a little while. So I was comfortable with it in that respect. And actually, to her credit, I think like earlier in the week before like their date, if you want to call it that, she texted me separately just to kind of check in and like confirm that everything was okay. And like, is like, we're going to do this. Are you sure? That kind of thing, which I really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just really nice of her to do that. And I was like, yeah, totally fine.
I feel like it's so much easier when you are already have a close friendship with other people to do that. Because I think I'd be the same way. If it was certain people, I'd be more open to it. So I'm glad you're able to make it work with someone that you're close with.
Yeah. And yeah, and I will admit, I mean, I think it helped, again, like I was out of town, like seeing family and like
distracted,
basically. Yeah.
Did they send you photos or anything? Or you didn't want that?
Well, they did not, but also I did not ask for that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine. So yeah, so all in all, I had a good experience with it, like no problems with any of it. From what I heard from Gary so far, he had a lovely time. I haven't exactly like talked to her about it, but like, I don't know. I didn't want to like put her on the spot about it. And like,
hey,
you know,
was fucking my
like,
husband.
Hey, was he okay? Did he live up? Like, well, I don't know. Like, that's weird too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sure like whatever, it'll come up eventually. Next time. But yeah, so that was all good and fun. So I was glad that Gary was able to have a little solo adventure and that like it went well and it was good stuff. So that was fun and something a little different for us. And let's see what else. I guess it's a couple things. We had a second date with some new friends who listened to the podcast. So, hey guys. I had mentioned this couple before. Again, I'm sorry, I don't really have names for them right now. But we had met them. It was like one of those Tuesday night meetings. Like we just kind of grabbed like some snacks mm-hmm. and drinks kind of thing. Chemistry was good. So we set up a second meeting. So yeah, so they came to our house. We went out to dinner, made a stop and had like another drink before we came back to our place. And I guess my funny little ha-ha, if you've been listening and following along to our adventures, we had previously had a different couple over and went in the hot tub, and we fucking broke the hot tub. Gary, in all his mechanical wizardry, fixed the hot tub. So when this couple was over, we were able to enjoy the hot tub.
Aww.
And it did not break.
Yay.
And that was super great. So yay for that. But yeah, we had some sexy fun with them as well. They're a super fun couple. And they actually came yesterday, as of our recording 2 days ago, whenever it was.
Recently.
We had a little pool party at our house, which is my next and almost final update. But you and Barry were here as well. So we had a little kind of get together. I mean, I guess theoretically it was a 4th of July party, even though it was on the 3rd of July. But we were trying to be patriotic. I got some American flag nipple rings that I put in.
Those were super cute.
To try to be patriotic. All the ladies really lived up to the, you know, the Uncle Sam theme. And there was
a
lot.
Did you call it like red, white, and boobs or something?
I think I did. Yeah. I might have. Sounds like something I would do. So, yeah. So we invited what ended up being all lifestyle friends. And we, for the people that hadn't been to one of our pool parties already, we kind of explained that we don't typically have all-out orgies, but there's usually some friskiness, if that's even a word, that happens. But
yeah, it is.
Madison, like, do you have any, can you give some context
or
some
point
thoughts?
Of view.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, actually, I was surprised there were at least two new couples that we didn't know, so I was proud of you guys for getting out and meeting other people. That was cool. And two other couples that we had known already.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. It was, Gary had his games. We did different games. We did some Connect Four, and there was intense swimming laps and everything and forth. But I felt like it actually did start very tame. From what I just learned before we started recording, I think one of the couples hasn't really like taken her top off or been exposing herself in front of people before. So I took a body shot off of her. So hopefully that was okay. It was part of a game. Like I had to do it. I had to. But it was cute. I think there was some making out. And then Barry and I had to leave kind of early. So I think we missed all the fun, naked sexiness. But I will say it was a nice environment. There was like no pressure. I didn't feel like we all arrived and everyone was like, oh, I need to like grope somebody and have sex. Like it was just very comfortable, sexy, just easy to be with lifestyle friends. And like that's what I love about it. So my takeaway.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, like we did sort of, you know, try to like check in with the party attendees to like see if everybody was okay and like if they enjoyed themselves and everything. And yeah, I think like some of our little, I guess, games, we had got we bought a beach ball and we tried to do like a 4th of July theme and sort of had some questions on there. And as we were all just standing in the pool, kind of like tossed the ball back and forth to each other. So like however you caught the ball was the question that you answered.
That was fun. Yeah.
So hopefully like the goal was just for that to be a little bit of like an icebreaker kind of thing. Because not everybody here knew each other. I mean, obviously they all knew us, but they didn't. Everybody else didn't know everybody else.
You did this cute trivia game too, though, where you knew a fact about everybody. I thought that was really sweet. And you read it out to the group and everyone in the pool had to point to who they thought it was about. And yeah, that was different. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I know. I kind of was like, I had that idea. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this would be like, this could work. And then when it's like came time that I had to sit down and actually like come up with the fact for everybody, I was like, oh my God, this will never work. But anyway, I don't know. I think it was okay, but it was, yeah, kind of like just a quick little thing. So.
And do you want to share how you got into any of the sexy fun, or is that?
Ooh.
No. Yes. No.
Yeah. No, I think, I think just, I guess it's easy for me to say because I've been in the lifestyle for a while, and B, which is probably the biggest factor in the equation, I have Gary, who is never all that shy about
not at all
just like getting play started. So that helps. Uh-huh. So get yourself a Gary.
There you go.
But I do feel like it was kind of a natural progression. It had gotten to be a little bit later in the evening, you know, like the sun was down kind of thing. And Gary grabbed our Jenga game, and typically we then use our deck of Game of Lifestyle cards.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, our partners.
Love you guys.
We have a discount code.
Yep. What? Get the cards. It's so fun. So we had the Jenga game going. The basic premise is with the Jenga game, like every time you draw a Jenga, whatever, cube. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, you take a card. And we tend to leave it open to people's comfort level because there's, like, different levels of spice, intensity. Mm-hmm. Like, some are more kind of, like, truth questions. Some are more kind of dare questions, if you will. So people can, like, pick from whatever pile. But that's the basic premise that, like, we go around. You draw a Jenga block, place it, and then take a card.
I heard there were vibrators.
Apparently. And I'm really embarrassed to say I don't really remember.
Okay.
Oh, no, I do now. No, it was in the shoe because it was plugged into the wall.
Yeah.
It was fucking serious shit.
Yeah.
Yes. I've got it. Some parts of the day are a little fuzzy. There were some fireball shots. Give me some grace. So. Yes. So that definitely helps ease the transition to some sexy time. But yeah, so Gary and I, without much preamble, we just went and got like the mats and the towels and the cushions and the things and the condoms and the lube and the toys and just like put it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like one of the highlights from like that portion of sexy time, at least for me, because I'm selfish. So I believe there were two ladies on their knees on one of the cushions, and I believe there were three guys in sort of like a semicircle, and so they were all giving oral to the men folk, and I had just come downstairs with all the toys, so I slapped on the vampire gloves, which are the leather gloves with the little spikes on them. And I kind of like encircled this blowjob group and kind of, I was trying to like gently caress everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like down like the back and the back of the thighs for all the guys. And then like I went around and kind of did the same on the ladies who were pleasuring the men. And it sounds like that was
a
hit. So yeah. So yay, I was a giver for once instead of being a pillow princess and demanding things from other people. But no, so like that was just kind of one fun little highlight. So yeah, like a little bit of swapping, a little bit of kind of fun. Not really an all-out orgy. Sorry to be like a buzzkill for anybody who was hoping for this story to go that way. But yeah, like we all went out in the hot tub for a little bit. We jumped back in the pool for a little bit. Like, so yeah, just kind of like a fun, I don't know, kind of chill night with a bunch of lifestyle friends where you could just be open and be yourself.
So, love that.
Yeah. Okay. So The only other thing I'll just mention very quickly is that Gary and I are in the final push to try our best to prepare for this trip to Paris.
Yeah.
And Côte d'Argent, which is like a nudist village in the south of France where we are attending the Libertine event. I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm a little anxious. Also very excited for it. But I feel like I don't know what the hell is happening, which isn't really fair, but it's just a feeling. But we have like these couple days in Paris where we just need to appear vanilla for the most part. Except there is also like a swinger club night in Paris.
Oh, cool.
And then we're taking this train down to Cap d'Agde. Mm-hmm. And then you just like are naked all over the place. But there's a club night there too where you have to be like fancy, nice dressed. And I just like we haven't even started packing yet because I'm just totally overwhelmed. Mm. And I just need to get over myself and do it. But I just like, I need to be vanilla. I need to be sexy. I'm being naked. I got to be the, like,
oh, you're going to be fine.
I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to take a shit ton of sunscreen. I don't know. Some like nipple rings and I'm going to call it done. So
at least it's part of a group, like a whole like takeover yes. group. So
yes,
I think that will be helpful for you.
I hope so. So yeah. And we do know, I think, at least a couple people that are going. When we were in Miami, we met a couple people at that Libertine event who are also going to France. So yeah. So we're not like totally on our own or anything. And certainly Kate is wonderful. She has done like these couple live events where she does like a video thing just to kind of give people like answer wow. questions and like talk about what the event is going to be and what to expect. So mm-hmm. that's been super helpful. So shout out to her. But more to come on that. I'll report back on our next set of episodes. We'll have been there and back by then.
Yay. So, can't wait to hear about it.
Here we go. Yeah. So I think that's it. That yeah. is episode 83. So thank you so much for joining us. You know you can connect with us on X and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. You can also email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And also, if this episode has been audibly pleasing to you, you can thank our new friend, B. I'm going to call this person because I don't know if they want to be named on air, who emailed us with some helpful suggestions about our audio. So I hope that this is all sounding very pleasant to all of you. So thank you, B. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. And please stay tuned for the next episode, episode 84, where we will share some tips and tricks for how to make play happen. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.